What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live, as always, from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And listen, folks, with prices soaring at the pump, and they are, Discover's got your back with their cash back program. You can use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target. Now through June, that's on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. So you can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations, folks, do apply. It is the Odd Couple. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up. And then it's a Trash Talking Tuesday. We've hardly mentioned that, Rob, but at the end of the show, last segment, in about 35 minutes, you guys will be able to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You got about 30 to 40 seconds to speak your piece. Rob, who did you trash today on Deadspin.com?
I still did the Phoenix Suns, Chris, and it was a trash not just from Sunday's game, but the last two postseasons. I kind of trashed them, you know, having a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals against Milwaukee and right, being up 2-0 here, you know, with a chance to get to the Western Conference Finals. All they needed to do was win two of the last five games and couldn't get it done. So I trashed them thoroughly on Deadspin.
All right, there you have it. And Rob, for those that, I don't know if they caught everything, Rob and I made our predictions. In the East, I've got Boston in six. Rob's got Miami in seven.
Yep.
In the West, I've got Golden State in six. Rob's got Dallas in how many games, Rob?
I think it'll be six.
Dallas in six.
Yeah, because seven would be in Golden State, right? So I think they have to. They got to kind of wrap it up.
Seven was in Phoenix, too.
Yeah, but that ain't going to happen.
And you got
twice.
The best player.
Chris, you know, like, trying to do that twice is real hard.
Luka's scary.
No, you Luka's said it.
Scary.
You said it last week when they lost to set up a game seven. And you said when the best player's on the other team,
right,
you're afraid something bad can happen and that dude can go off something. And what happened? Not only did he go off, but your stars shrank. They shrank.
No doubt. Because the pressure was all on Phoenix. And if this goes to seven, Rob, it'll all be on Golden State. Now, obviously, they've been there, right? They've handled pressure before. But still, the pressure would be on Steph and Klay and Draymond. Luka and the Mavs are playing with house money. Even if they get swept, Rob.
No, you're right.
Nobody's going to look at them and be like, oh, they're fraudulent. No, they got further than they were expected to. So that's one advantage that they have. But, Rob, last night, LeBron went on Twitter and he just said, let's do a random Q&A. And that's cool. I think that's really cool.
Nothing else to do. No trip to Europe. You know what
I mean? I'm sure he's been all over. He was on some island.
Okay.
Private island, I think they said. He was on a private island. I've told my wife this, Rob. And there's a time for that, I guess. But when I go to an island, I do kind of like being in the mix. I don't really want to be like on a house in the middle of the island that's away from the water and nobody's around. Maybe if I was LeBron and I had people all over me all the time, I guess I get you just want seclusion. But I kind of like, I don't want, you know, I'm not saying I got to be the life of the party and all that. And I'm out there playing in the, you know, the noon volleyball game in the water with the, you know, the DJ dancing and all that. But I do like kind of some people around. It don't have to be packed, but I like some people around just so it's a little, you know, you don't feel like you're the only one there. So, but anyway.
I'm with you on that.
You know, yeah. But LeBron did a Q&A. Like I said, I think that's cool. He asked fans what they, you know, any questions they had. Tom Brady actually asked him one, Rob, a little about who would win in ice hockey between them two or something like that. And
I thought he would say, LeBron, have you ever gotten away with winning a championship by cheating? I thought that was the question.
You got to try it, right? here's a funny one, Rob. LeBron was asked, what retired player, who's your favorite retired player not in the Hall of Fame? And here was his answer. And this is one of the smartest players ever and a basketball historian. He is. A basketball historian, but here was his answer. Penny Hardaway, G. Hill, Grant Hill, and T-Mac, Tracy McGrady. Cute, but here's the problem. Two of those guys are in the Hall of Fame.
Hello.
Grant Hill and Tracy McGrady.
Is this on? Is LeBron, is this on? It reminds me of when Shaq asked Lenny Wilkins on the Olympic on one of those teams, Chris, hey, coach, you know a lot about basketball. Did you ever play? Yeah, Shaq. Look on the poster of the top 50 players. I'm on that poster. That's me, Lenny Wilkins. Hello.
Absolutely.
That is funny that LeBron doesn't know that T-Mac, which is surprising.
Because he's
maybe
young,
not,
I mean, right.
And there was such a controversy about T-Mac getting in, Chris.
And it was
a few
years ago.
Right, that's what I mean. It was in the news. Some people were like, oh, he don't belong. Grant Hill, I can see Grant Hill slipping in because he had such a great college career, and you don't think of him on
the
NBA
level. And then even the first 6-7 years of his career, he was great.
He was.
But you're right. I can understand not really knowing Grant Hill, to your point.
I agree.
T-Mac, you should know. But Grant Hill, you might, you know, just assume he's not getting in because he got hurt. But we just brought that up because, Rob, this is just a funny thing. It's not like a huge deal. But, Rob, it does speak to what you and I have been saying. And that the media, this is our job to study the game, to study the history of the game. And it's sure, we make mistakes just like everybody else. But a lot of the players don't – they know the film and they know the game now and the teams they got to play against, obviously, and they know the game, you know, better than us as far as playing it. But when we talk about these awards, Rob, trust us, you want the media voting on them because we really study this stuff and have to take our time and put all that into it.
We take this very, very seriously.
It's our job.
I don't think people realize that. We're not flip about it.
Right.
And a lot of times, Chris, people who aren't that good or great players actually spend more time trying to figure out who the great players are, what their careers were like.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like a study of it where LeBron was just great and probably just played. Shaq wasn't following the NBA. He was just big and could play. Do you know what I mean?
Rob, as I'm sure you have, great players that were like, they didn't really watch it growing up.
Right.
They played.
Like,
they were out at the park all the time playing. And, of course, they knew of some of the great players. But they were out there balling. You know, we were sitting there watching, taking notes, studying it and all that, but they were out there balling. And not all of them, of course, some really studied the game and watched it and all that. But a lot, you'd be surprised, a lot didn't. And Rob used a story about Shaq. But here was the other thing, Rob. LeBron was asked, who's his favorite player under 25? And he said, Luka, he's my favorite player. So I want to throw this out to you, Rob. I want to play off of that. Of all the great players under 25, because we're seeing a lot of them shine this postseason. You got Ja Morant. You got Jason Tatum. You got Luka, Devin Booker, Trae Young, LaMelo Ball, Zion, DeAndre Ayton, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Like all these young players, I mentioned some that probably aren't even in the discussion for you. But of all the guys 25 and under, Rob, who would you take if you could start a team?
Man, obviously everybody, Luka's on everybody's mind. Ja, obviously. Trae Young has fallen down a little bit, but he got off to a great start, you know, in his career, Chris.
Right.
Obviously Tatum. Zion's only 21, and, you know, the small sample size we've seen has been tremendous, but he can't stay healthy. LaMelo got off to a great start last year, Chris. This year wasn't as good.
He played well this year. He played well. They were in the play-in.
No,
They were in the discussion for the play-in. They might not
but
have made
I,
it.
I don't think he got the shine that he got his first year.
Oh, he
did
balled.
You give me that?
They did make the play-in. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
No, he balled. He might not have got it. He didn't make an all-star team, although, you know, there was – I wouldn't say an argument for him yet, but he played well. I'll give you his numbers, Rob.
Yeah,
20 points, 7.6 assists, 6.7 rebounds.
So, what did he have his first year?
It was similar. It was like 19. Here, I'll get it for you.
Yeah, I'm just
as
curious.
As a rookie, it was 16, 15.7, 6.1 assists, 5.9 rebounds. So he improved in everything.
Okay.
And his three-point shot. He actually jumped up to 39%. So,
yeah, it just didn't feel like it was the same. Okay, I just didn't get the same vibe. Maybe because it was rookie and people were just excited about his first year in the league. But anyway, I think it's hard for you not to look at Luka and think of him, Luka or Ja Morant. I think those are the two guys I would look at. Under 25, I'll take Luka.
Yeah, look, Zion, the issue there is the injuries, right? I mean, it's hard. No matter how great he's looked, at this point, you can't go there just because we have no idea what he's going to do. Jason Tatum, there's certainly an argument for him. He is, of all these guys, I'd say he's the best two-way player at this point. Devin Booker's tough, but I would take Tatum over Booker. Trae Young, Rob, we've talked about it a lot. Only two small players led their teams to dynasties, right? Steph Curry and Isaiah Thomas. It's tough on small guys. And, Rob, I think part of what we see with Chris Paul late in seasons in the playoffs is that how tough it is on small players. He was worn down against Dallas. They put Luka on him, big body, you know, banging on him. And after a while, that'll wear you down. So there's a reason small guys don't typically lead teams to championships. Ja is phenomenal. Love him. Potential face of the league one day. But, Rob, the injuries. They're not Zion level, but, you know, that knee, I don't know, is it a little shaky? Had a little trouble with it this year. So I would, those reasons, plus he's just, I do think he's the best player. I'm with you. It's hard not to go with Luka. Luka's the answer to a lot of our questions today. Yeah. But yeah, he's the boy's bad. I mean, he's all that. And Rob, obviously already, and it's early, but over time, if he keeps putting up these numbers, then the question is just going to become how much he wins. Because if he wins, and you know, right, you got to win multiple championships. But if he does that, then he's going to be, like, I am convinced he's going to be an all-time great. But it's all about how much he can win. And so he's already on that road right now. We'll see if he can complete it. But that's it. Rob and I, players under 25, of all of them, if we were starting a team, we both would take Luka.
Are we being prisoners of the moment? You know what I mean? Because he's in the conference finals. Or do you guys have somebody else? Maybe we're just being...
Who would you take? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Of all the players in the league, 25 and under, if you were starting a team, who'd be your number one choice? Rob and I have Luka. Who you got? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check. Check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I like it. I like it. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got the heavy one, Don Brown, on the ones and the twos.
What do you know about Bob Seger and Night Moves,
Don Brown?
I know, that's
a nice, nothing.
What do you know about that?
Nothing.
Come on, I really love music. I know all about it.
See, yeah, you know what I love? I'm with you. If you love music, you're not like pigeonholed into Chris listening just to stations. You know what I mean? That's a great song. Anybody who loves music can appreciate it. I'm with you, Don.
All right, we are brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. They got more than 5,600 locations nationwide. With that, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier, folks. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. If you can choose any player 25 and under, who you choosing to start your team, you'll turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple.
All right, let's kick it off with Marcus in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marcus?
What up, gentlemen? How you doing?
Good, man.
Doing
how are
great.
You? Good. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I'm kind of old school, so I'm like late 50s, so I've been blessed. I've been able to see a lot of great players in their prime, right? Everybody from Magic to Jordan, LeBron, I just consider myself living in a blessed time, you know.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Right.
I would go with Tatum. And the reason I go with Tatum is because he's a two-way player. Because to
True.
Me, that's where my old school thought
that's
process
fair.
Comes in.
No, that's fair.
I'm a Jordan. I'm a LeBron fan big time, but I put Jordan over LeBron because Jordan was an elite two-way player.
LeBron was nowadays, as well, but not as long. Now he wasn't as good as Jordan defensively, but he was elite for his, you know, a good decade on both sides of the ball. That's Is he gone? We lost
Jordan
him.
The best to me. You know, that's,
no, that's
what makes
fair.
Jordan the best to me. So, but Jay, in today's world, you can literally be a liability on defense and still be considered a superstar if you're a great offensive player. But so I just got to lean with the guy that can play it on both ends, and I'd go with Tatum.
Okay. That's
right,
fair.
Good choice.
Tatum's
and good
great, man.
And
no
good
doubt.
Reasoning, Marcus. I like the reasoning.
Yeah, better
Chris.
Reasoning than Patrick Beverly.
No doubt. But then that was easy. That would be a layup. Pete in Las Vegas, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Pete?
What's going on, fellas? It's a beautiful
Are
day
you?
In Vegas.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What is it, 105? What is it out there?
Right.
Oh, no, it's nice and cold out right now. It's 96.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
You know, fella, there's a lot out there. You know, I'm like your previous caller. I grew up in the, you know, the black and blue division of hoops. You know, I was an All 80s right. kid, so I'm used to the bangers. But I think Ja is great. You know, very Jordan-esque, but, again, the injuries. I tell you, the kid I got my eyes on is the kid from Oklahoma City, that Shai Gilgeous
oh,
kid.
He's okay.
A player,
wow.
Yeah, he is good, no doubt. You know, we'll see if he can start winning. Obviously, it's not on him. He's young, but he is a really good player. That's a good call. I mean, he's not the best under 25, but that's a good call. He's a good player.
It is. I mean,
yeah, good player.
Yeah,
that shows you're not just a casual.
Right, that you're digging a little, that you're digging right. a little deeper than right. normal. Okay, Brandon in Dallas. We haven't heard from him. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
Hey, what's up, Rob? What's up, Chris? Hope y'all having a great night.
Oh, good, yeah. man. We are.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call on this one, man. This is a really nice topic for right now. But I mean, I really hope that it's real soon we get to see some good time out of Zion, because I think if he'd been able to stay on the court, he'd be among the top of this list. But right now, I'm going to give the edge to Luka over Jason Tatum just by a little bit. Even though Tatum does play better defense, I think Luka is doing just as much, if not more, with not as good, nearly as good as a defensive team. And, you know, he has some role players that are really stepping up, you know, but there's guys that really haven't proven themselves yet.
He's – and that's why I said, look, you got to start considering – I said if he wins this championship, Rob – going through Phoenix, Golden State, Boston? I'm sorry. I don't know if you're just going to be able to say he's not a great defender. He can't be the best in the world, because what he's doing offensively is making up for it. And yeah. he doesn't have great players with him. Now, I don't think they'll do that. But if he does, I'm going to have to give him his props.
Yeah, we'll understand why he deserves it. Shane in Iowa. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Did we lose Shane?
No, I'm still here, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Man?
How are
what
you?
What part of Iowa?
Des Moines.
Oh, I you know, I lived in Des Moines for two and a half years.
Oh, jeez, here we
went
go.
Went to Dowling.
Yeah, I went to Dowling, too, actually.
What year did you graduate?
2000.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little –
Chris was about 30 years before that.
No, I would have been in the class of 86, but I left there in 85, moved to Cleveland.
Chris was
but
in
I
the would, first
– I went back for my 30th reunion. They invited me. It was my first time back in Des Moines in 30 years.
And Chris, good. You were the first kid to segregate that school, weren't you, back then?
I was one of them. I mean, it was a few before me, but nah, it was only a handful of brothers up in there. I think they got a lot more now, but
all right,
you know
go ahead, Shane. Go ahead.
So did you go to class by candlelight, Chris?
Hey, I'll tell you this, and I know the teams are great now, but we did go to the state tournament in basketball. We made the Final Eight, the Elite Eight, and played up there at Drake at Veterans Auditorium.
Don't go Ben Maurer and tell me your Clippers made the Final Four. Don't do that.
Hey,
you're better than that, Chris.
That's
Final
right. Thank you. Thank
school,
you. Yes.
Get to the question. Get to your answer. You're supposed to be giving me love, man, as a former Dowling guy.
Dowling what, Chris? What were we? Do you remember?
The Maroons. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Did you play sports there?
Oh, hell no. I was on chess team and debate.
That's all right.
Yeah.
The most athletic thing I do is listen to you guys.
That's all right. All good. All right, who would you pick?
Rob was like that, too. So that was, that's all good.
I'm going into my high school
Hall of Fame for the chess team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he what still thinks got? He's the king. So I don't watch the NBA. Like, I'm a Sonics fan, and once we went to Oklahoma, I gave up. So I can't really answer this question, but just to be a smart aleck, no player Ben Maller has ever said was good while I have on my team. Anybody. Like, Maller's horrible judge of talent. Maller.
I'm mad, right, Ben Maller. That's fair. That's all good.
All right. All right. We got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss next. Rob, P.J. Tucker just left with, looks like he tweaked his ankle maybe, but all right, it's time for Trolling or Rolling with our man Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, it's Trolling or Rolling, and I'm Martin Weiss. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you know the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, like, I don't like hearing Chris saying they're hanging in there. The San Francisco Giants are chilling third in the NL West.
Two games back.
Troll sound.
Two games back.
Even Chris got that, that they're only two games out, Martin. Right. It's early.
Right.
All right. All right. All right. Anyway, Jason Tatum, he's been balling. He's been Boston's best player for the first two rounds of the playoffs, but now he's on to Miami. Jimmy Butler's been averaging slightly more and shooting slightly better percentage from the field through the playoffs. Chris, trolling or rolling, Jimmy Butler could be the best player in this series.
I'm trolling that.
Oh, man. Hate.
And I got nothing but respect for Butler. Man, I mean, I remember, you know, when he was just got in the league, role player, you know, he's really built himself into a great player. But no, Tatum's the best. Tatum's done it against Kevin Durant and Giannis. Two, you know, the Brooklyn talented team, Bucks a great team, and Jimmy's done it against Atlanta, which is just not a very good team, and then Philadelphia, which is kind of a mess. So, taking nothing away from Jimmy, but I just got to give it to Tatum because he's faced the better competition so far.
I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
In this case, the Butler didn't do it. I'm sorry. I'm not buying it.
Clue. Isn't that Clue? The game Clue?
The Butler the library with the candlestick.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
No, I mean, he's had a great postseason, but I'm with Chris. The competition that Tatum had to star against, and even that big game where he had to match point for point.
Oh, my gosh.
Against, you know.
Game six.
Right, against Giannis. Told me a lot about you know, where Tatum is, so I'm going to go with Tatum.
Trolling and Rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, the NBA draft lottery has social media buzzing, especially down in New Orleans. The Pelicans tweeted a video of Brandon Ingram with the quote, "Wishing our friends at the Lakers best of luck in the NBA draft lottery tonight." The Pelicans ended up with the eighth pick. Chris, trolling or rolling? The Pelicans trolling the Lakers.
I'm rolling with it.
See me rolling.
You know, look, it was all in fun. I'm sure, you know, LeBron and those guys that matter aren't really taking it too seriously. And look, let's keep it real. Brandon Ingram, he was the one in the video that I saw. You know, look, there's no doubt that he's motivated to prove the Lakers wrong, right? They traded him. Who wouldn't want to be in L.A., even though it's great down in the Bayou? I mean, come on. Everybody wants to play for the Lakers. They are the great franchise. So, yeah, I'm fine with it. It was in fun, and there is a little bit of, you know, I'm starting to prove y'all wrong. And so we'll see how this plays out over the course of his career. But I'm cool with it.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hate.
As bad as the Lakers were, and I get it, and we're talking about the present day, and the Pelicans had a little success without Zion. Don't throw stones. The Lakers aren't going to be down forever. And until they really climb over the Lakers, I just think when you haven't won anything as an organization, I think it's comical. Remember, the Lakers did win a championship a couple of years ago, not 40 years ago, a couple of years ago. So they should stifle the Pelicans.
Rob's such a killjoy.
I know. That's why I'm divorced. Don't you understand that, Chris?
A couple of Fox Sports Radio. Now, Luka Doncic is known for his trash talking, but I think he was being pretty genuine here. He told reporters that he felt that Klay and Steph are incredible offensively, but the key to the Warriors team is Draymond. Chris, trolling or rolling, Draymond is the key to the Warriors' offensive success.
I'm trolling to their whatever. I'm trolling it.
Oh man,
it was offensive, but
he said
whichever
offensive
success you choose.
Yeah, that's offensive that he said offensive. Look, the three of those guys, because we saw them with Draymond and Steph, no Klay. They weren't as good. We've seen them without Steph. We've seen them without Draymond. They're not as good. Like, that's a trio that really fits together well. And all of those guys are integral parts. So I'm not belittling the importance of Draymond. Obviously, he's a terrific defender. And his playmaking is critical. But the key to that team, if you got to pick one of those guys, is Steph. I mean, he's the one that the defensive game plan for. He's the one that they double and sometimes triple team, and that opens up the offense for everybody else. So I'm trolling that.
I am trolling it as well. What would they do without Draymond's 6 points? But seriously, though.
No, that's pretty true. I think that in the playoffs.
And I mean, I know, Chris, I think you're right. Like, I would say this for real, and I'm not even kidding you. If Draymond fits with that team, and had he gone anywhere else, Chris, he might not have the career that he has.
And he wouldn't have. He
okay?
wouldn't have,
Rob. I really believe that.
And he's smart
that.
Enough to know that, right?
Right. Like, cause you remember, there was a chance where he was might go.
Could have went to Detroit, right?
Detroit, and for money or whatever. And he's like if he was the focal point or main guy on a team, he wouldn't be that good.
Yeah.
And he fits. So I think he's an important part, but he's not. He's not the reason why the Warriors win championships. Sorry.
Martin, I was in your neck of the woods, 2 weekends ago in Michigan for my daughter's graduation.
How was it?
You know what, man? They did a great job. You know, I thought it was going to be a little, you know, she graduated 2 years ago in 2020, so they just had it this year. And I didn't think it would be, you know, it's good. But it really was good. They really did a great job. The stadium was about 40% full, 30 to 40% full.
That's like a normal.
It felt like a real graduation.
Wow.
Oh, my God. This is like a normal Michigan football game.
Not a football game.
No, I was saying with the 40% full.
40%, right. Nah, they pack it out. You know that. All right, Martin, thank you, brother. Great stuff. He just disappeared on it.
He faded.
More Eye Couple coming your way.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's Trash Talk. That's right. Trash Talking Tuesday. You got 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Call in now.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. And if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. It is time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Chris, we're going to kick it off with Kayvon in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Who you trashing?
Listen, I'm trashing Kevin Durant, okay? And I'm trashing all the callers that didn't bring him up as the biggest loser to the playoffs. Mm. This man got swept in the first round, and we aren't sitting here talking about him being the biggest loser in the playoffs. People put him up for some reason as one of the greatest players in the game, which I will never understand why. And he got swept with having Kyrie Irving on the court. This guy has so much to do to make up for that. And if Steph makes another finals without him, and if he wins it, oh my goodness, the Trash Talking Tuesday is all on KD. Even though that happened weeks ago, it still goes to KD because he is still the biggest loser in this playoff so far.
All right.
Yeah, strong.
Yeah, that's strong to the mic. Fernando in Las Vegas, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm trashing Chris Broussard again. He can't pick teams in the playoffs. It's so good to see Nick Wright taking him to school every day on First Things First. The biggest loser of the playoffs is Chris Broussard. Have a great night, guys.
Wow.
I'm going to let that slide, even though Nick picked the
You're
Bucks
not supposed
and I picked
to say
the Celtics.
It.
I know, I'm just saying.
All right. Let's do it. Don't. I mean, you know, we know how we are. All right. God, I just missed my place. Let's go to Chaz in Maine. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Chaz, who you trashing?
I'm trashing the Red Sox for letting up 5 home runs in 1 inning. You know, there's a really complicated solution to this. Ditch pitching.
There it
wow.
is.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet and
all right.
true.
Nick in South Carolina. I don't know if he squeezed in here. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing? All right. He didn't squeeze in. Mace. All right, Chris, you ready? Take a guess. Mace in San Diego. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mace?
Joe Montana.
Oh, God.
Specifically
wow.
for dissing America's favorite underdog, Rudy Rüdiger, from the movie Rudy. The true story of a man who persevered and walked on to become a member of the Notre Dame football team in 1975. Joe Montana said on the Dan Patrick Show that the movie Rudy was exaggerated and untrue since he was Rudy's teammate. When Dan Patrick asked about this, Joe was very irritated and had the audacity to downplay Rudy's success. Despite being an NFL Hall of Famer and 4-time Super Bowl champion, Joe just couldn't resist to ruin the legacy of the movie Rudy and his accomplishment. Thanks a lot, Joey. This just proves you're very insecure and how to downplay Rudy to overcompensate for something. Porque tiene un pito chiquito. The movie Rudy is an inspiration to thousands of people, and you ruined it. You need to reassess your criticism of this movie. With that being said, I'm going to buy you a VIP screenplay of Rudy again, subsequently to head over to the adult movie theater with the perfect movie date, every kid's hero from the 80s and 90s, Pee-wee Herman.
Wow.
Mace that way.
Does not disappoint.
Pee-wee Herman, not good. Nick in South Carolina's back. Your boy, Chris. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Nick?
Hey, guys. I was actually going to trash the Brooklyn Nets for being a bigger Fugazi team than the Suns, but I'm actually going to trash that second caller. I'm not sure what his name was, but he's trashing Chris Broussard. I'm going to trash all the Chris Broussard haters. Hey, guys, newsflash. Chris Broussard is not an astronomer or Nostradamus or whatever his name is. He's an analyst. He's allowed to be wrong. He provides analysis. So listen up. You might learn something about basketball. Peace out, guys.
My man, that was great, Rob.
Without
great
Nick, call. I don't know where you would be. I mean, my God. Are we good there?
So tell us who you trashed, Rob.
We got one more. Canelo. Let's squeeze him in. Canelo in Denver, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Canelo?
My guys, what's going on with it, man? I got to trash Doug Gottlieb, man. I'll tell you, I get up every morning at 5:30 in the morning, and I listen to Fox Sports Radio. I listen to the whole lineup from Two Pros and a Cup and Joe to you guys. I had to even block Doug Gottlieb on Twitter, and I don't even follow him, man, just for the pure chance that he might end up on my timeline. And if that happens, I might have to go see counseling, man. And if I ever see Doug Gottlieb in the middle of Chris Broussard's hometown of Iowa, I'll keep driving. And if he's alone. If the car behind me is 100 miles away, I hope he keeps driving too. And if there's a pile of water next to him, man, I'll splash it on him. Doug Gottlieb, get off the radio. And with that, I'm out.
Wow. Not a fan. All right.
We never miss a Doug Gottlieb's radio show.
Hey,
I'll leave it there.
So who you trashing, Rob? Who'd you trash?
I trashed the Phoenix Suns. I know it happened Sunday. Just their last two playoffs, you know, the finals, Chris, in this round. Disappointing. They had two old leads and lost both. How about you?
I mean, shoot, I guess I mean, there's nobody better to trash right now than the Suns. I mean, look, I picked them, so I was upset by that, but they were the number one seed, Rob. You got to win that. That's what you get home court advantage for. And to not show up, it's one thing to lose, but to not show up, yeah, they unfortunately, I got to trash them along with you. All right, Odd Couple signing off. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. 5 comments or comment and 5 stars. Peace!
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Cameron-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.